Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
I was about to say the golden one.
The golden one? That's funny.
The normal one? Let me not get it twisted.
That's funny.
Excuse me. That's what happened when you're not paying attention. But, okay.
I mean, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. You on that the Facebook?
I was just trying to see what was going on.
Fair enough.
You
know. So we came a little late this week, but that's fine. Sharon was living her best life on Sunday, and that's fine. Because there's been plenty of times where we were supposed to record, and my ass got drunk.
Listen,
and was like, fuck that shit.
Time went by quick as shit on Sunday.
But a lot of it wasn't your fault, though, because with the tire.
You know what happened. Let me tell you, I mentioned this brunch. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it the last time we recorded.
I don't know why I thought you were supposed to be in Tampa for that brunch, but you said it was downtown.
At first, when she set it up, it was they were going to do it at 7th and Grove.
Okay, they were.
But she changed it to downtown on Beach Drive. And so I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on the show last week. I was really excited because it's like, ooh, I get to go, you know, meet some new people.
It was like a Facebook group or something?
Yeah, but I knew the girl that had,
that organized
it, and I knew two of the girls that was going to be, I know Asha went, and I don't think the other girl went, but I was, like, excited, you know, it's like, I haven't gotten, like, that cute in a while, it's like, okay, meet new people, which I've been really wanting to do, like, meet new girls.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about that. There was one girl that was supposed to hang out.
She ended up getting pregnant, so.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know
the one girl from... This is a while ago. Like, it was one girl you knew and you...
She the one that reached out to me about, like, clothes?
Yeah, about hanging out. Yeah.
She ended up getting pregnant, so...
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I don't think y'all ever hung out.
No. But, y'all, on my way to the motherfucker... And I was on time. That's how you knew I was ready.
Yeah.
Because I was on motherfucking time. Because one thing about me, I'm going to be at least 15 minutes late to something.
Not always,
but... I have more of a track record of being a little late than on time. So I'm just going to keep it real. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not even far from my house. You know that Wendy's on 4th Street coming south? Like.
Oh, Wendy's. Yes. For the reason you said Wendy's, but I pictured Winn-Dixie. I'm like, that's a Winn-Dixie on 4th Street south?
Oh, God.
But yeah.
I can imagine. But I like Janae. She was with me.
Oh, she was going to the thing too.
Yeah, she was going to. She was with me and she was like, Is that your car? Now, mind you, I felt my car, like, driving a little weird, so I kept doing like this. Like,
how long did you drive on the flat tire? Women would drive miles on a flat tire.
No. Once we heard that do-doop,
do-doop. Oh, then you pulled
over.
I
was like, I turned my music off when she said that.
Oh, right. Because
there was cars around me. So I'm like, well, I don't know, because that car looked like it's struggling, too. So let me turn my music off. It just sounded like it was me. So
yeah.
I just pulled over and I was like, so Janae looked on her side, passenger side. She's like, these are fine. So it's on your side. And I'm like, my side? I always look down at my tires before I get in my car. Like at least on the driver's side, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And they looked perfectly fine before I left the house.
You might have picked up a nail or something.
But there was a pothole too.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
And yeah. The shit was to the motherfucker. I sent you the picture.
Yeah.
The shit was to the motherfucking ground.
Yeah.
And I was pissed. There was no salvaging that either because I looked at it and I was like, Because I have one of those things that you can, like one of them battery things that it has the...
Oh,
like
a pump in it. Yeah, it has
a pump. Like it has like the little...
A jumper cable. It's like a light. Yeah.
It's so
like a jump box with all the different... Yeah.
So I had that in my car, in my trunk, because I was using it to pump up a pool one time.
Oh, right.
At Shantae's house. But... So I'm like, that would be convenient, but it wouldn't have
worked. It's not going to work, at that point.
By that time...
The tire probably de-beaded and everything.
Yeah, and by the time it's like almost 12:30, so I messaged the girl, let her know, like, look, this is what happened. I even sent her a picture of my tire being flat, because, you know, I didn't want her to think, like, look, I was really down for this shit.
Because at first, I thought you sent it to me on accident at first.
No. Because you asked about like the brunch or what I was wearing, and it was like, instead I was going to show you a picture of what I had on, like the cute dress I had.
Yeah.
And no, No. First picture of the day was yeah. motherfucking
and it
was tired.
Funny because when you sent it, you didn't put no caption. You just sent me the picture. So I was like, damn, I'm like, wait, because as soon as I got it, I'm like, I was going to text you back. I'm like, oh, no, let me call her because some shit you just need to call. Right. So I tried calling, you didn't pick up the phone. And I called again, you didn't pick up. So I text, I'm like, everything good? Like, you need me to, like, where you at? I'll come and help y'all out real quick.
You don't know, first of all, I need to start keeping my phone on instead of off silent. But I stay with my phone on silent. Yeah. But it was like, I was too focused on making sure, like, Tony. Mm-hmm. Had all the little pieces that he needed.
Yeah.
And
because I would have came. I don't know where you was at. I'm like, shit. Because I was thinking, like, damn. Because at this point, I still thought the brunch was in Tampa. Mm, so I was like, damn, where you at? I'm thinking, like, you, because I had to help my, this one chick I talked to a few years ago. She was on her way to work and she had a flat tire on the interstate.
Oh, God.
And I had to go help her and shit. So I thought, I'm like, damn, I hope she ain't on the interstate.
No, thank gosh.
Yeah.
Thank gosh for that. But I wasn't far from home at all. Luckily, Tony was able to, because he was still at home. Luckily, he was able to get there in like 5 minutes, so I wasn't waiting too long for him. And then he was ended up being on the phone with his friend, and he was like, "Oh, well, I'm in my city truck, so I have tools.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'll come pull up and help
you. You don't got a
well, I had it, but you don't have the ones that the car comes with.
Oh, legit,
the
okay.
ones that's like little skeptic.
It take a little longer.
Yeah. So he showed up, and they switched it real quick. Go to the motherfucking tire place by the house. It's cars parked on the goddamn street waiting. And I'm like,
that's crazy. Everybody. And it's a Sunday, so most places, other places are closed.
Like the place that my dad normally goes for, like our tires, I knew they were going to be closed. So I was like, Janae was like, I'll drive. Because I was like, I'm done.
You was like, just fuck it.
I was like, I'm done. But Janae was like, no, calm down. It's like, I'll drive. And you know what's so crazy? She asked me if I wanted her to drive or what. And I was like, well, I'm forcing you to come to this event, so I'll drive.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Oof. So that was the beginning of my Sunday, but it ended great.
Like, yeah. You was vibing. That shit was funny.
Yeah, I was.
Because we were supposed to record the show, but I was like, no, dude, take it. And then, like, Shantae had called me. Like, after I got, well, I was on the phone with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shantae had video, like, FaceTime me or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm in, I ain't got no shirt on. I'm in the damn laundry room cleaning the damn wheel for the hedgehog and shit. And like, so she called me and she showing me like, she down there with Norm and Broderick and some other dude. I didn't recognize him, but Norm and Broderick and shit. And they was laughing like, oh, look how skinny that nigga is. I said, boy, you see me, boy? I said, you see this, boy? What you talking about? And Shantae was like, y'all need to leave him alone. He's like, boy, you need to gain some weight. I said, nah, bro, I'm perfect, boy. I'm good.
I was like,
you know what's so funny? I said, niggas be out here benching 250 just to get hit with this 4.5. Shit crazy. Shit crazy. You can live all the way you want, but hey. The bullets hit the same. That's just bigger target.
But you know, it's so funny too, because like we went to the avenue to eat, and then after we left there, I was like, all right, I don't want to be paying for these high ass drinks. But Janae was like, well, I want another one. So I was like, all right, depending on where we go, you know, like, yeah, I've been going to some places, but I really haven't been like,
I don't want to go nowhere crowded and shit. Yeah,
it's really like, it got to be to the bare minimum for me to be comfortable with being inside. Like, the avenue was not, it was more packed outside than inside.
Yeah, because nobody wants to be inside.
And I was, we were actually at the bar, and the lady, she like gave us some stuff, like wipes, so wipe down our little area. So it was fine. So we left, and I was like, well, let's go. So we was going to go to Copper Shaker, which is right next to the state.
Yeah, I know where it's at.
Yeah. And they don't open until motherfucking 4:30 on Sundays, which didn't think about that. So it's like, all right. So we're walking past $5, and I was like, mm-mm.
Nah, fuck that. It's probably too many people. They just remodeled it too. So
I was like, uh-uh.
I followed them on Instagram, so they've been promoting the hell out of their shit. So I know people been in there all.
Outside was crazy. Inside, like, you know, it looked like a Friday, Saturday night. And I was like, I looked at her and I was like, no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what we can do is we can go to 548, because I know for a fact they're probably going to have 3 people inside.
Yeah.
And they have hand sanitizers. They have their wipes ready. We'll be fine there.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I seen Norm standing there in his uniform.
His FedEx uniform.
And I looked at Janae. I was like, why he look familiar? And why the fuck is he in at the goddamn bar in his uniform?
No, you know what's so funny? Because on Twitter, like, that same day, like, he had basically said, like, oh, I think $5 to move. And then my other, then Asha had mentioned him and was like, oh, what time? Like, he was like, oh, I'm just going to drop this truck off. So I knew he was going to be out.
Yeah, he was standing there, and I was like, and then
he was at 548?
He came to 548 with Broderick and Shantae and the other guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, I seen you. I was like, I seen you too. But, you know, I just like, it's like, I was very questionable about
who you were,
what you had on. I mean, why you at the bar, drinking, but it's fine. It's not my business. Yeah. He was like, no, I'm off. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
I don't know about them, but they say we're not supposed to wear our work uniforms even when we off if we had a bar, but I don't give a fuck. I mean, me and Randy used to go after work all the time because he would have a change of clothes in his truck, but I never brought a change of clothes with me. He was like, man, you need to start bringing a change of clothes because we was going out that much, like after work and shit. So
that shit was funny. So I was like, okay. And then they get there and I'm like, shots. And and it just went downhill from there.
That was funny. I was watching on I was watching y'all post. Like, I would go, like, look at your page. I would look at Broderick's page. Well, Shantae don't got Instagram, but I'd look at Janae page. And I seen Mark,
Quinn. Yeah, he came down. Yeah. And I was like, this is, Richard was out too, but
You told me.
He was out. And I was like, this is not supposed to be, like, me and him was talking about that. Like, this was not supposed to be a go home at 9 o'clock time. Like, no, I was supposed to have my ass home by 6:30 at the latest.
And just be chilling, because you said your show came on that night, too.
Yes, but I made it for that, of course. But I was like, it did some shit. And I wish you watched it, because, oh, my Insecure? God. Yes.
I don't have HBO. Oh, yeah, I know you're going to say, oh, you can use my login.
I done been told you. I'm not going to say it again.
But you said I gotta go through DirecTV to do it, though, right? I can't go through the HBO and do it.
No, you have to download the DirecTV app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd have to do that, man.
But... yeah,
because they took fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm off of Amazon Prime, and I'm so upset.
That's on HBO, though.
I know. I know it is. But they had all the seasons. They had, like, season one. Well, they didn't have the last two on there. They had, like, season 1 through 8, because they're on season 10 now. And I was going to use somebody long, because I wanted to watch season 9 and 10.
Yeah.
So I'd get on there the other day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch some Larry David real quick. And that shit ain't on there no more. I was like, God damn it. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. You need to watch that shit. That shit is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I want to be like Larry David when I grow up.
I'll put it on my list.
No, I mean, like, in the fact that he doesn't give a fuck. Like,
I think I've seen, like, the previews of this.
He's 100% honest at all times. To his detriment, though.
Isn't he, like, he's, like, he has that really dry humor, though, too, right? Yeah. Like, he's, like,
yeah.
He's not trying to be funny, but he's just
it's so funny. One of them people. He's literally just himself. Like, he can't hold his tongue. Like, if he sees some shit fucked up, he has to speak on it. Like, I love that. He's just brutally honest to the point that it gets him in trouble, but it's still funny.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Yeah, you've been saying I need to watch it. I need to watch it.
It's so fucking funny. Like, if you like The Office.
Yes.
You'll like it. But it's like cussing and shit, though. Yeah. So, like, cause HBO. Like, yeah, if you like The Office, you should like it. If you like that type of dry comedy. It's not as silly as The Office. It's more realistic than The Office.
Okay. But, do you remember the show The Chi?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to it? It was pretty popular at one point.
It was. But, you know, the guy... that was
there was like a scandal, right?
Yeah, he
was
something like that.
He was sexually harassed somebody.
I think it was somebody on the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I think they have a new season out, because...
how many seasons did they have? 2 or 3?
They had 2 before the scandal thing popped off. And I don't even think they finished the...
finished season 2?
The second one before the scandal came out. But I know they was able to get through the season finale, but...
I'm saying they probably had everything filmed.
Yeah, but I... And I knew they were signed on for a 3rd season, but I didn't know if they were going to come back with it because, you know, they probably had to rewrite their whole story with this man.
Right.
You know, especially if they took him off the show.
I guess they could cancel it, but, like, if they signed them contracts for that 3rd season going to happen at some point.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm scrolling through TV and I'm like, so, like, on DirecTV, it has these banners of, like, new stuff or just stuff that you can catch up on. And they were promoting the hell out of the show before. Like, they were just posting the band, and then all of a sudden it's like new season, The Chi. And I'm like, hold up.
Did you hit it and see what it
no,
was?
No, but in my mind, that's what I'm going to look at tonight. Like, I'm going to check to see if a new season is out, because I'm like, that show is good as hell.
Yeah. I never got to watch any episode, but I heard it was good. That's funny, because we were talking about that, but I got that on my list. I was like, watch anything good on streaming? Like what have you been watching on lately, like on streaming and shit? Now we talking about shows shit. That's funny.
The Chi is a good one, y'all. If y'all ain't watch it, like, I know everybody loved him some Snowfall, but...
Snowfall's my shit. I need to finish Snowfall.
Snowfall,
I think they got
approved
for another season.
They did.
Yeah.
And that man, he is so... Isn't he...
Oh, Franklin, the guy that plays Franklin? Yeah, he's from the UK.
Yeah, he is... Mm.
What?
Dark, fine, and just chocolate. Just, yeah.
You got it out? I love dark-skinned women.
I don't mean dark-skinned men. Did you see? Okay, so speaking of this falls in line of colorism, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, everything, everybody's protesting, you know, they're bringing to light all this stuff. So then there's a female rapper, and I believe she goes by Asian Doll.
Oh, yeah. She one of the dolls.
Yeah.
They got a lot of dolls.
They do. She's one of them. But she...
But she's black.
Which posted... She, yeah, she's
dark. Is she the one that was crying in the car? That was apologizing in the car?
No.
Oh, because I don't know what happened.
There was another one.
Yeah, I don't know if she was apologizing. They was like, well, they was like, you still canceled, but I don't know what the fuck she did.
Well, I think that was Tokyo Jet.
Yeah, maybe. I don't. I can't keep up.
Listen,
no, which is dope. Like, I'm glad there's a lot of women rappers, but it's like, I don't know who's who.
You can't keep up with them. I mean, a lot of them rap about the same stuff anyway, whatever. Yeah. But
I like Meg, though. Meg be spitting.
Yeah, she do. She's real good. But Tokyo Jet, what she did is, like, she was on a video, and I don't know if she was playing or what she was doing, but she was like, I'm a George Floyd you to somebody. She was choking somebody, and she's like, don't make me have to George Floyd you.
She was joking, but like, people took it too serious. I can tell she was joking.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, all right, y'all, chill out. Come on now. I know, not the right time.
Yeah,
it's too
soon. I'm not defending her, but right. Absolutely. I could tell she was joking, though.
Like, it wasn't, come on.
From the tone you said it, she was joking.
So
she did not. It was in bad taste, but she
definitely.
But it's still a joke.
So the Asian Doll girl, though, she made a post about light skinned women. You know how it's all these light skinned women out here that's calling themselves protesting, going for racism and all that stuff, but. You know, apparently, like, she was feeling some type of way about that because light-skinned women have a history.
Oh, I did see this on Twitter. Like, she was saying, like, when she was growing up, they would be bullying her because she was dark and shit like that. And she was like, so, like fuck
you know,
off.
Light-skinned women have always put themselves on a higher pedestal. Yeah,
and all of a sudden, y'all want to be all Black Lives Matter, Black Lives. Oh, I did see that.
But, and, you know, and a lot of people, like, they had a lot of mixed...
Feelings
about it, especially because it's like, this is not what we're talking about right now. We're not talking about colorism and all that. It's like, we're talking about Black Lives Matter, regardless if you're light skinned, dark skinned, mixed.
Yeah.
Like, if you're black, you're black, whatever. And she wasn't trying to hit that, okay?
Yeah.
Because not, unlike all these other people that's been fucking up and saying the wrong shit, her ass came back.
These motherfuckers been wilding, right?
Listen.
I got that on my list, too. I was like, these protests been showing people true colors. Like,
definitely.
These motherfuckers been, like, they don't, like, I was talking to Kobe about this shit. Like, you don't have to say anything. Like, people might put pressure on you to say something, but I'd rather you not say anything than say the wrong thing.
Right. Like, if you know deep down, people know how they feel, and people know... You know what they want to say, majority, is gonna be against what the fuck.
But that's the thing. When you're in the public light, like, you kind of trade that off because it's like, yeah, you have freedom of speech, but it's like, at what cost though? Now, like, we can say what the fuck we want,
right?
Nobody
gives a fuck.
We're not famous. It doesn't matter. Right. We don't have we don't have sponsors on the line.
Exactly.
Like, fuck you. It doesn't matter. And then, but it's dope when certain people, like, when they build their fan base to a certain like way to where even if they do. Mm-hmm. Get big, like, they can still say what the fuck they want because they don't have sponsors anyway. Like, fuck you. Like, I'm making my fans pay for my shit, so fuck you. I can say whatever I want. But yeah. But
she just basically was like, she was unapologetic about it. She was like, y'all, it doesn't matter how y'all feel about it. Fact still remains. This is it.
And she's still hurt. I mean, she right, but it's not. We can save the conversation for later. This isn't the time for that. Like, that's what I was talking to Kobe about, too. Like, we were saying, it was something that happened. I can't remember what it was. But basically, they was basically saying, like, they were trying to diminish the whole Black Lives shit. They were saying, like, oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter, but what about these other set of people? I don't remember. I got to look it up, see what it was. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but
I've seen stuff about that, too.
But it's like, fam, it's like...
We're not about that right now.
Not even that. But I believe that a rising tide lifts all boats. So even if you're a subset of black, you're still black. Like, you're black before anything.
Right.
You were born black. Like, you're black before anything. You could be, like, you could be gay. You could be... straight, you could be whatever the fuck, but before you was gay, you was black.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, that's first. Before you knew, well, let me say, because I believe people is born how they born, but before you knew you was gay, you was black.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, that comes first. So, like, I understand, like, you want to, like, get your shit highlighted, but we gotta, they don't even recognize black people as human beings, let alone a subset. So let's let them know that we ain't playing as black people, then we can... Cause I feel like a rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, that could be more. I will say that though, that could be done more in the black community. Like, we could fuck with our other black subsets. Like, I do feel like sometimes we overlook other black subsets because they're not a part of our traditional.
Yeah.
But it's like, we gotta stop doing that shit.
We do.
You know what I mean? So
that's why
I let people do whatever the fuck they want to do. You're not hurting me. you know, I'm not hurting you. Like, I don't give a fuck, bro. Do whatever you want to do. As long as you're happy, fuck it, man.
Exactly.
Like, niggas.
Point blank, period.
Life's too short to be like, worried about this shit. Motherfuckers dying. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is too short.
Ain't nobody, I'm not finna sit up here and argue with people about how you want to go about your life. Just as long as it's not, hey, it has no effect on me. Whatever. Whatever. But it's just, like, I just see people when they come out and they say things, it's like, pick and choose the right time, okay? Like,
did you see what Terry Crews said?
He been
a fucking coon.
I've been off the chain.
I've been calling him Terry Coon on Twitter. When he said that shit, I was like, sir, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, please shut the fuck up.
Every time something like this happens, it's like,
you seen the shit? Remember when with Gabrielle Union?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I seen her thing, too. But it's like,
no, I'm talking about them two got into it.
They did get into it. Like, they were going back and forth about that. Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. And it's just like, sir, what?
Nigga, so fucking corny, bro. Like, he want to, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want to say, like, oh, he's trying to please the white man, because he's not. But he's basically making the argument for them. Like, you're mm-hmm. fucking up the argument. But essentially, let me see if I can find the tweet. But essentially what he said was, we can't fix whites, like, black people, we can't fix white supremacy without white people. And like, if we just get rid of all white people, then we're just gonna have black supremacy, and that doesn't fix anything. But it's like, fam, you're missing the whole fucking point. Like, some shit you're saying, like, you don't say all that shit because it goes without saying. Oh, because it goes without saying or whatever. Like, of course we know we need white people to fix this shit, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that started the problem.
Right.
But we still have to call out bullshit when we see it, motherfucker. Like, that's, and for you to say that shit,
mm-hmm.
it's like, you, like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you doing?
And just
like,
be saying some shit.
And I get it. Like, he probably feels some type of way because, you know, his wife is white.
Yes.
So he probably feels some type of way because of that. But it's like, no, bro, if she don't understand where we coming from, then nigga, you need a new mm-hmm. wife.
I just, and my thing is, when you, again, you date who you want to date.
Oh, I'm all for it.
I'm not one of those people. Date who you want to date.
Oh, that brings me up to the good point. But I had a screenshot of this shit I sent to Deshante. I'm going to see what you think about it. But yeah, go ahead.
But my thing is, when you do date with, like, you do mixed race dating or whatever, that's something that you also have to be prepared for. Like,
yeah.
How does this woman feel about my ancestral background and all that stuff? Like, you have to, or man, vice versa. Like, you have to set yourself up for that. Because if you end up being with that person forever and y'all have kids like him, you have to teach them both sides of the field.
You have to.
Like, you can't. He just. Oh, God.
God damn it. He might have deleted this shit. I know I had tweeted. I was trying to look through my likes. I know people was retweeting that shit. Because if I go through my timeline, I ain't going to be able to find it. I tweet too much. Damn. Well, anyway, let me see. There's a screenshot that I saw on Twitter, and I sent it to Shantae. I thought it was interesting because her older sister. Did I delete it? No, her older sister has a white husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. So this one girl tweeted. She said, "You can't speak on black issues if you're with a white partner." So then this girl retweeted and said, "Girl, shut the fuck up. Does having a white partner matter when I walk into my place of work? When I face adversity? When I face it alone? I am a person entirely outside of my partner. I am a black woman entirely before I am someone's black girlfriend." And I sent it to Shantae. I want to see how she felt about it mm-hmm. because her sister has a white husband and he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah. that's a mix up.
Yeah. But that's the thing about Trump, though. Like, it fucks everybody up because it's like, not all Trump supporters are like racist, bad. They're just Republicans, but it's like they just have no morals,
right?
So it's like, okay, so you just motherfucking don't got no, because Shantae say he's like a nice enough guy, because like he's supposed to be coming down here for, like, I guess they're gonna have like a family reunion or some mm-hmm. shit, and he's supposed to be down. I'm like, well, I want to meet him. I want to have a conversation with him.
Oh,
and she was like, honestly, y'all probably would get along. And wow. She was like, for real. She was like, yeah. She's like, he's not like a bigot. Like, you know, like, he just
has his.
Yeah, he just dumb.
No way. Well,
you know, whatever. So yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I get you. But yeah, I thought, because I don't think, just because you got a white partner doesn't mean you can't speak on issues. Because, like, just like you said, like, nigga, I'm still black. Like, but they gonna hear this shit. Like,
that's why when I say, like, when you date somebody outside of your race, you ultimately, you have to think about that. Like, you have to bring that up in conversation to that person, because you have to see, like, at the end of the day, if something goes down like this and I'm involved with it, what level of support am I going to get from you? Like, how much understanding am I going to have from you? Because that can do some wear and tear.
Of course it can.
You know, but again, it's not about you being the black girlfriend. At the end of the day, you are a black woman, a black human being. So, of course, you're going to go through some things.
Yeah.
But my thing is, it's just like that person. That person is going to go through some things. Well, that's going to, because I chose to date you, I have to understand why you feel the way your reaction, like how you react is okay or something, like vice versa. Like,
why you're reacting this way. Yeah, like,
I have to understand it and I have to be okay with it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, God.
But now this is what Terry Crews said. He was like, defeating white supremacy without white people creates black supremacy. Equality is the truth. Like it or not, we're all in this together. It's like, bro, why you keep dancing? Why you want to dance?
I'm surprised. Always.
That was 2 days ago. I'm surprised he didn't delete the tweet. But it's like, why you keep dancing, fam? It's like, you missing the whole point of the movement. Like,
always has something to say that goes completely against what's really happening right now. Like, I don't know. One thing I will say, though, is because I do see, like, a lot of people make posts about, like, they don't talk about it in their workplace and stuff like that because they're afraid of what, you know, the people around them will
say. And that's fine.
Which is perfectly fine. But one thing I will say, like, I do appreciate the people that I have to work with. At least the ones I'm close with. I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about one of your coworkers.
Yeah, because one of them, he just...
He's stupid.
Like, he lost his stuff, and he has not been back in our branch since.
Oh, he's not even... conversation. He, like, floats different to different branches?
Well, he works in our building, because he's IT, and, like, the IT people, they have their own little area. But he hasn't been in the branch.
Oh,
like,
okay,
normally
gotcha.
He'll come over, and he'll, like, say hey to everybody, and, like, chit-chat
with us. Because he already know that shit dead, fam. You showing your true colors.
Since the conversation.
Like, all this shit has been showing motherfuckers true colors and shit. And I appreciate it. Like, mm-hmm. like I haven't been talking about it at work, but that's only because I haven't initiated it. But if somebody right. brings it, I'm going to let these motherfuckers know how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, too. Is like, I don't have to talk about it.
Yeah,
and
me neither.
And that's why I'm like, I appreciate the people I work with because they'll bring it up, and they'll say how they feel, but they're not saying anything wrong. Like, they are fully supporting what's happening.
The
they are, you know, 100% down for it. And then when they're talking, they don't seem like they're trying to sell me anything. You don't got to sell me, boo.
Yeah. My belief's good over. I don't know what I believe in.
Regardless of what happens, this is just where I come and go to work at. Like, how you feel, okay, that's fine.
Burn this shit down.
You know? But at the end of the day, they've been pretty... One of my coworkers actually asked me how you felt about it.
How you felt?
No, how you felt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, did you tell him?
I told him. I was like, oh, yeah. And I said that exact. I was like, he would tell me to tell you. Burn all this shit down.
Burn this bitch down. Fuck you mean?
Like, he's 100. Because, you know,
We need a cleansing fire.
Because we all got together Friday after work. And he, like, comes. He meets up with us. And he's like,
y'all have I met him before?
Chris, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay, got you.
He's like, y'all ain't see all these protesters or hear all these protesters behind y'all? No.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? And all you see all of a sudden, as soon as he says that, there's this crowd.
Yeah.
Coming
I wonder if there's
down.
One. I wonder if there's one going on today. They've been like every day.
They do it every day, and it's about that time that I would see them walking past my building, and the crowd is getting bigger.
Yeah.
The crowd is getting bigger.
Good.
But it's like they're walking down
Central,
and then they walk back. So about 3 o'clock every day, we see them going towards the police station area. And then I don't know if they're doing like a circle or if they go there.
Yeah, they probably have
bit.
They probably have like a little route that they've mapped out or something. Probably.
Yeah, because they'll do that, and then around like 5-ish, 5:15-ish, they're coming back. And I'm always thinking to myself like,
yeah, they probably have like a route or something.
Yeah, and it's like it's a group, and they even have people like on bicycles helping with like the traffic and stuff.
Yeah,
they have people in cars, not just walking. There's people in cars following them with their signs hanging out their windows and stuff.
That's dope.
And I'm like, look at y'all, and they've been.
Yeah.
It is so cute. Yesterday, I seen it was a little kid. He was and it looks like they kind of pass off on this duty, but it was like a little kid pulling a cart that had like chips, water, stuff like that in it. And that's the other thing. I've seen a lot of people bringing their kids out for this walk.
This is important.
And I'm like, you know what?
This is
that
important.
That is
because,
amazing.
Because bigotry and racism is taught. It's not, mm-hmm. You're not born a
you're
fucking...
You're not born this way.
You're not
way.
Born a bigot.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Jane Elliott? I gotta send you some clips. You probably seen some of her clips. I didn't know who she was. She's this white. She's like a racial like activist, or whatever. This white lady. She does like speeches and stuff. But yeah, she be snapping. But she does like these little like social experiments. But she does like these lectures or whatever. Like she had one. It was an older one. She was in a classroom and had this white girl in tears because essentially like that, like she put like these like little green like scarves on the people and said, now you're a black person or whatever. And like, we're gonna show you how it feels to be black type shit. And then, like, they was just like, and she was like, oh, it's not fair, da da da. And she was, and then, like, the white girl stormed out the classroom and was all upset. But then she came back. And then Jane was like, oh, no, no, you're not coming back in here until you apologize to everybody in here for making that scene because it's black people. They're not allowed to just walk out of their race. He said, when they walk out that door, they're still black. They don't get to take their blackness off. Like, that doesn't work. She said, no. If you're going to come back in here and finish the rest of the lecture, you're going to apologize to everybody in this room. So then the white girl goes, she's like, what the fuck? Oh, she said, I'm sorry that racism exists. Jane said, bullshit. No, you're not sorry that racism. She's like, no, don't do that shit. You need to apologize for how you acted. Like, don't do that. Like,
how old was the group that?
Oh, these like high school students.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. At the time, wow. They're like, I'll send you the link. I sent it to my mom. Man, she was snapping.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I love Jane Elliott.
Wow. I'm gonna have to look her up. That's funny.
Yeah, she be doing that shit. I fucks with her.
But that's like that age, cause once they get good and grown, or think they good and grown, they too far gone. Like,
cause you can learn it, but it just takes longer. Mm-hmm. Like, we're learning so much shit now. Like, you see how they trying to it's now people are seeing it in their faces. Like, I think that's why a lot of white people are with this shit, because they like, oh shit, like they saying like the police will beat your ass too,
right?
You see what you see? You seen the old man?
Yeah, who did? And the police, they're trying to like
say he tripped.
Yeah,
fam. First they said we tripped, and we saw the video. Like, that's the thing. Like, bro, they don't care because they're so blatantly like this. Everybody has a camera in their pocket,
right?
And y'all still out here wilding.
They don't care.
That's crazy.
That's how much shit they know they can get. They've gotten away with.
It's their police unions.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm learning. Their police unions don't work like how traditional like collective bargaining unions work. Like how, like, I'm in a union, but ours is supposed to like help like with wages and disputes. Their shit is just to get them off. Like a lot of people like get upset when like, let's say like a police does some shit and like we all want him to like, why hasn't he been fired? Why is he on administrative leave with pay for like 3 days? In some police departments, like, it's in their union contract to where even if they get caught doing misconduct, they can't just be fired. They have to, like, at least be on, they have to be on the payroll for at least 3 days, or like administrative leave for like at least 3 days, like some offices. Yeah. So that's why we have like these outcry, like, why are they still on the payroll? Why? Because it's in their contract. And not people don't know that shit. And like, they had one city, basically, like, they have a clause in their contract where you can be investigated. If a police officer is investigated for over a year, like, let's say like a year and a day, even if he's found guilty, then you can't press charges. But I think it was in California. It was some city where like it's literally like in their union contract where like if you investigate this police officer for over a year, then even if you find him guilty, you can't press charges. So, but guess who runs the investigation? The fucking police. You see what I'm saying? So it's all fucked up.
That's why that's why the shit comes from top, because they need to go in and rewrite this shit up.
That's what we saying. Like, when we saying defund the police, that's what we talking about. Like, y'all gotta dismantle their unions. Fuck all that shit. Abolish that shit. And people so dumb. Like, I think people get so hung up over the language. They're like, oh, abolish the police. We can't just not have police. That's not what the fuck they mean. That's
not what they mean.
Like, we mean abolish the current system. Like, y'all know that shit. Like, but y'all are trying to... I hate when motherfuckers do that shit. Like, y'all wanna act like y'all so smart, but y'all don't wanna do the research. Like,
fully educated at all.
No, it's not even that. Like, they do. It's like a political tactic. Like, they're pretending. They say that they're so smart, but they don't. But now they don't want to be. Now they don't want to do any research and dig deep. It's like, come on, G. Like, y'all know what the fuck y'all doing.
That's crazy.
Fuck out of here.
Ridiculous.
But yeah. Yeah, this shit's what's up. They're showing everybody their true colors and shit. Definitely. So that's what I like to see.
Because
who not to fuck with.
This is the way to find out too.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I was telling Kobe that shit. Like, I don't, all that whole like, I don't like sneaky racists. If you racist, and be proud of that shit, so I know where to aim my fucking 9mm. Like, for real, I don't like that sneaky shit, because like, if you, that's how you know that it's inherently wrong. Because you gotta hide it. Yeah, if you was proud of that shit, bro, be proud of it.
You wouldn't care.
Exactly. And now they're doing. Have you seen these all Lives Matter protests?
Yes. I seen one on
the dude got fired. He worked for FedEx. The white dude, he was basically recreating the George Floyd shit. Like, he was, he had his knee on somebody's neck, and they was in front of Trump flags and shit. I saw it this morning.
I see that.
Let me see if I can find
it. But I do see, somebody made, like, well, they shared a post about the whole, this person, like, going on this whole, I'm going to stand for All Lives Matter.
So, they don't understand. So stupid. As a matter of fact, I saw it on the news. That's where I saw it. I saw it on the news this morning. Let me see if I can find it on Twitter. But yeah, man, that shit's fucking crazy.
What,
like,
do people be coming up
with? But he done got fired already, though, so. Mm-hmm. He worked for FedEx.
Wow. That is crazy.
Oh, shit.
We're doing the podcast. Right. I'm like, let me see what else is out there. But, shit.
We can talk about something kind of less serious.
Ladies, are you guys taking your probiotics?
What does that do?
So, probiotics are good for, like, your stomach, like, your digestive area, but they're also good for the health of your cooch. So, this is the cooch tip of the day. make sure you guys are taking your probiotics on a daily basis, drinking all your water. Hold on. You found it. Oh, pause. He found it.
Is that the right one? Let me see.
Oh, it says white man mock George Floyd.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one I saw this morning. Look at that shit.
What?
You see how he got him on his neck and shit?
Yes.
30 miles outside Philadelphia. One of the so-called All Lives Matter protesters was identified as a FedEx employee. He's since been fired. Another, apparently a state corrections worker who's since been suspended pending an investigation. It's unclear who's who in the video.
You see, and the reason he's been suspended is probably in his contract where they can't fire him.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I saw that shit this morning.
He lucky that I was in New Jersey and not in New York, because the New York homeboy don't play that. He is
Cuomo?
Not. Yeah,
oh, he's snapping.
He don't play that.
He
would have seen that shit and everybody would have been going to jail at that point.
Cuomo been snapping. I fucks with Cuomo.
He a real nigga.
He been snapping. He was mad as fuck about when they was talking about the old man that got pushed down.
Yeah.
And they talking about, because he was talking about what Trump said. Trump talking about something. He was a fucking bitch. Listen to fuck all these conspiracy theories. He thinking talking about he was a what do they call it? Provocateur. Or whatever, basically like a plant. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was staged. He was, and Chrome was like, what do you mean it was staged? Let me fucking, you don't stage that. Like, what
right,
are you talking
like,
about?
Like, what do you mean?
Motherfucker saw an internet conspiracy theory and gonna put that shit out. Like, bro, you're dumb as fuck, bro. Like, it's just wild. But anyway.
We all know. But, yes.
You've seen Paid in Full, right?
Of course.
Okay, so it's just something that's been bothering me about this movie. I've really been thinking about it. Because I watched it again this morning. Like, I was thinking about it shit the other day, but I watched it again this morning on YouTube. Uh-huh. Do you think that Ace was a snitch? Mm. Do you think he was wrong? Like, did he break the G-code for what he did? I think this is a good question. Because I feel like I'm on Ace's side. Fuck that. Because I feel like he didn't really snitch. All he did was just get a nigga to know, because he didn't know. He felt that it was trolled. He wasn't sure.
Right.
So he just like, this nigga want to give it, I'm going to give him this number then. And if it turned out to be them,
then
fuck it.
Then it is what it is.
And that's ended up being what happened. Nigga, you killed my homeboy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he killed the man. So I just feel like.
When you trying to get his little brother back.
I don't think. It's my thing. He killed him.
Yep. He killed Mitch.
Killed the baby brother. Like,
he didn't kill the baby brother. The uncle did.
No, yes, the uncle did, but it was all together.
Yeah.
It was all together.
Like, you could have helped. Like, but like, you was used to worried about getting that money yourself.
No, Ace was not a snitch.
Yeah, he didn't snitch technically.
No, he wasn't.
He never even got arrested.
No, he did. Oh, who would he be snitching on?
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, who would he really be snitching on?
Yeah, he just.
What he did was.
Or did he set up Rico? I don't really know if he set him up technically.
He did set up Rico because Rico had a full out motherfucking plan. Yeah. Okay? Rico was trying to take over.
Yeah, he was. Because he was going to kill Ace next.
Right. He was all about money.
Yeah.
He was 100%. He wanted the streets, all of them.
Soon as he met that plug.
He was a wild card.
As soon as he met that plug, he was going to kill Ace next.
He was a wild card.
That motherfucker's wild.
He ain't thinking the man was going to survive.
Yeah. Exactly.
He ain't think he was gonna survive.
Exactly.
Now look at you, dumbass. No, no.
I was thinking about something like, damn, like, cause I fucks with it, but I feel like some people are of the mindset that like, damn, like AC fucked the G code up and shit like that. But I was like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I really don't. I feel like Mitch would have wanted him to play it out exactly how he did.
Yeah.
Cause it's like.
Mitch would have wanted to kill that nigga.
And Mitch would have.
But Rico wasn't no, or Ace wasn't no killer though. He ain't no murderer. That's the only thing. He wasn't no killer.
But Ace did it right. Rico ass was fucking crazy.
Rico ass was
fucking crazy before he got his ass out of jail.
Yeah. He was wilding. And that's the thing. He was plotting that shit even when he was in jail.
Exactly. When Mitch was mad at him.
When Mitch got in that fight, he hopped in like, okay, yeah. This is my way. As soon as I get out, he gonna look out for me type shit. Hell yeah.
Ain't gonna fuck it up. Oh, God. That just pissed me off.
That's a good ass movie, though.
That is a good movie.
Like as far as like, I don't know what you would categorize that. It's like a drama. But as far as like a black movie, quote unquote, which I hate that. It's one of the better ones. Because it's well written. It's acting well.
The production is on point.
Yeah, it had a good cast in there. Everybody did their thing.
I feel like when they play like a lot of the like predominantly black movies, the production don't really be right.
The budgets be so baby. Yeah. It just look cheap.
That shit.
It looked
was
good. It was
on
like,
point, especially for it to be an older movie.
Yeah, it came out in 2002.
That was some good shit right there.
It always fucks you up because like it came out in 2002, but it's based in like at the 80s. So yeah. You be thinking it came out earlier than it.
No,
it came out in 2002.
Shit.
No, that was a good ass movie. I like that shit.
That was a good movie, but ooh, Rico ass. Oh
yeah, that motherfucker.
You know, there's so many Ricos out here in the world.
That's
still
what I'm saying. Like it makes you think like that. You got to watch your people. You got to watch who you have around you. Because I was watching this morning. It made me mad this morning. It's like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm like, damn, now I'm mad, motherfucker.
You know what movie I was watching?
What?
You gonna talk shit, but I don't care. I was watching Clueless.
Well, why about to talk shit? I haven't seen it in forever.
I haven't seen it in forever either, but I seen it on Netflix, and I was like,
Didn't they have a TV show too, or no? Or am I tripping?
No, they did.
Oh, they did? Okay.
They did. I didn't watch it, but they did have one. They was out for a little while too, the TV show was.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting there one night watching, and I was like, look at this movie. Poorly made movie, but
yeah,
it was such a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that shit. I need to watch it. You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, they just came out with it.
That's one of them. Yeah, they've added a lot of shit on
there.
But
you know who's on that movie. What's her name? Dash? Stacey?
Oh, yeah, Stacey Dash. Yeah.
This one, she must have had some sense.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. Because right now.
Yeah, you don't even hear shit about it. Last thing I heard about her was when she first said she was supporting Trump, but that was way back then. But I don't hear shit about her ass no more. Yeah, it was so funny. Like, they was like, cause you know, she's all fine and shit. They was like, as soon as she started supporting Trump, she looked ugly as fuck. Now they were showing like a picture of her. She looked trash and shit.
She was looking a bit ashy and a bit old for me.
In the movie?
No, like when she got older.
Oh yeah, now. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what she looks like now. Let me see if I can find a picture.
She's
a recent
looking,
picture. She was in that that Kanye West All Falls Down.
Yeah.
That was my
that
shit.
Was also before she became
cooned out.
Yeah. Cause she, ooh Lord.
Does she have an Instagram?
She came out of nowhere with her bullshit.
Yeah.
And was perfectly fine with it too.
Standing in her bullshit ass truth.
She sure
she only
was.
Has 177,000 followers? I thought she would have had more than that.
Who gonna follow her?
It's on Instagram. Yeah, just cause she got pretty eyes. She alright. It's just her eyes.
Yeah.
This bitch riding a horse. Oh yeah. You the ops. Look at her. Bitch, who the fuck you think you is?
Oh my gosh.
This whole thing look at who the fuck is this?
Child.
Who the fuck are you? Look at this bitch.
Like, look at this. Like.
Very greasy.
Very.
Very greasy. She eats a lot of she's a lot of chicken and a lot of cheese.
She was definitely pretty back in her young days.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty. I would definitely give her that. But I don't know what the fuck she had going on.
Yeah, she was wilding.
And she need to step back.
Just goofy. Mm-hmm. Just people just be goofy. Like goofy ass shit.
Waste of time.
How's your beer? I finished mine. It's probably warm now.
This dude in this home trying to hurry up and drink because warm beer is just, ugh.
Yeah, I know. That's why I put it in the little koozie. I was trying to help it get stay cold or whatever. But
yeah, it's not super warm though. Still drinkable.
True, true.
But
got anything else on your mind?
No. Everybody, you know, continue to.
Because I need to find me a word of the week.
Continue to educate yourselves about everything that's still that's going important. On.
Unlearn the bullshit.
Yes. Follow the current events. Listen to the news and stuff. Don't listen to Pookie and them and Hannah and Stacy. Just read up on some shit. You know, a movie I've been meaning to watch was Malcolm X. I said I was going to sit my ass down this weekend and actually watch the shit.
I think that's... Isn't that on streaming now? Okay. Did you watch that doc, Who Killed Malcolm X?
No.
That's pretty good. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up.
Probably came out maybe a month, 2 months ago. It's good.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up. Yeah. I said I wanted to sit and watch it.
The Nation killed that man.
So...
I don't know what they're talking about. The Nation is on Killed Malcolm X.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do believe that, though.
I do. After watching the doc, I do.
Yeah? Great. Now I'm going to have to watch it. But I think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to sit and watch it. You know, I'm taking as much chill movie time as I can while I can.
What happened that you had the other day off today? You took the day off?
No, it's just I work this weekend. And we finally have someone else working with us.
So
now we're able to properly get back into a normal schedule.
So our Wednesdays, that's just your...
It's just, yeah. It's
that's
just
gonna be your locked-in day off?
Yeah.
Or does it switch each
unless
week?
Unless I need a different day off, it's gonna be Wednesday.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that's
Because, like, the new girl, she has a child. And she's like, can I have... We asked her, like, what day would you prefer? Because she works most of... Like, she's been working every weekend, but she prefers that.
Because it's better for her, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like having that day off.
During the week, yeah.
It helps. Like, having that day off in the week really does help. So yeah. She was like, can I have Thursdays? Which Thursdays was my day, but I was like, she can have them. She got the child. Ain't no telling what she got to do.
Yeah, she might... It's probably a specific reason why she needs a Thursday off or whatever.
Which is fine, so... But, yeah, ain't been doing shit. I'm gonna go home, cook me some dinner, and clean my house, and that's it.
True. Because when I text you Sunday and you was like, "Oh, I'm off Wednesday," I told you I was off Wednesday, and you was like, "Me too." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh shit, that works perfectly."
I just assumed that you just requested it off or some shit.
Mm-mm.
So is this your first week having the weekday off? Like, this is the starting this week. You've been off. You're having Wednesdays off, or was it okay?
Yeah.
Or were you off last? You weren't off last Wednesday. Okay.
No.
Got you.
So it's been fine. I mean, it feels good because we can like rotate our Saturdays now. And of course, like we told our new girl, like, we know you want to work on Saturdays, but at any point,
if you need a day,
you do not have to. Like, it's not, you are not required to do this, but it works because I won't have to work that.
She's a teller, or she's a personal.
She's a teller.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna try to teach her what I know. You know, because like banking, it's just
I didn't know if she like came from a different bank or something. She already had a history.
Yeah, where's she from? Either like the Ohio, she's from somewhere like a town between like Ohio and West Virginia, like between.
Oh, okay. She worked at a bank up there.
Yeah,
okay.
A real small little community bank up there. So,
well, made her move to St. Pete, or she don't live in St. Pete.
She lives in St. Pete. She her boyfriend
has here.
Some family down here, and they kind of they wanted to get out of the area. Since she's been down here, she definitely says she loves it, and does they don't plan on going back at all.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more shit to do in Florida.
Yeah, and she's like, it's just more opportunity for her here, and for her son and stuff. And I was like, well, that's good. She's actually a cool girl. I'm sure you'll meet her at some point, but she's cool.
Yeah,
cute, cool little girl.
That's what's up. I don't like that word, that definition.
Oh, y'all, he's looking up the word of the day.
I thought I had one, but I didn't like that one. It was like, it seemed kind of rapey.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why I was like, no, I don't like that.
I'm going to go fry me some chicken. I've been craving some fried chicken, like homemade fried chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
I've been craving some.
I'm tired. I'm tired of Publix fried chicken.
I haven't had it in a while, to be honest with you. I don't eat it enough to say, like, to get tired of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I told you about that trick where we get, like, the naked hot and spicy ones and put, like, the sauce on them. But we switch, like, the sauces up so it almost tastes like wings that you would go buy from somewhere else. Like, they don't necessarily taste like that Publix chicken wing anymore. But, like, they're crispy fried chicken. I haven't had it in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to cook, so stuff like that. If I got time, I'll cook it.
Right.
And me and Tony been doing it together. You know, he's been learning. So.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's one.
Oh, here we go,
it's
y'all.
It's not sexual, though. Copaganda.
Copaganda. Say it in a sentence.
That show is all copaganda. No such thing as a good cop.
Oh, this is basically calling not the bad cops. We're talking shit.
Basically, it's portraying police in a positive or helpful light when in reality, they are violent, fascist tools of an authoritarian military state.
Oh.
Yeah. In other words, fuck 12.
Basically. But in so many words.
That's all, like, all it is is just, like these TV shows that show cops as the good guys and shit. That's all it is in these movies. Like, oh, they're the good guys and shit. That's all propaganda. It's all bullshit.
Okay.
Y'all all full of shit.
I need to start writing these words down. So I can start using them. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Uh-huh, you learned something new. Hello.
Even though they just made up words right. from Urban Dictionary. That's funny. But yeah, unless you got anything else to say.
Nope. You guys, like I just said, educate yourself. Pop your probiotics.
I wish I knew how to juggle.
Stay out the bullshit, and that's it. That's all I got. And also be safe, because do not forget, I understand it's a lot going on in the world, but Corona is still out here.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Fucking shit up.
Nigga, you would just have somebody bar. Shut the fuck up.
I know that, but... you know,
trying to preach.
With caution.
And your ass is out here living your best life. Nothing's gonna break my stride. Nothing's gonna hold me down. Oh, no.
I was really hoping we could go past that.
I got
that.
To keep on moving.
It's like, I'm gonna be inside until my birthday. I'm gonna take some time off. I'm gonna be inside until my birthday, yeah, and that's see. It.
Hopefully you ain't got the shit now, and I done got the shit.
I know. What? You just said it.
He was like, I know. Like you was thinking about that shit. Like, damn, I shouldn't have hung out that late Sunday.
That's what for, real. For real. Because all you see is how, like, people bought the shit. Like, they didn't had to already close down two camps, which I think it was too soon to open up camps. Close down
two what? Oh, school. Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, they already
that.
Had to close down camps. And then, like, other people coming out about, like, them getting tested and shit. Well, first of all, these other people that's going to these pack shits, you know. You don't know who the fuck.
Yeah, my two homegirls went to Cabana like 3 weeks ago, and them hoes had it. They just got over it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they got going
tested
to
positive,
like,
for everything.
I just
be at the crib. I was like, well, that's what's up.
It's crazy. Like, me and my coworkers, well, at least the ones with some sense, we were like, we did it. Like, happy to see everybody. Everybody's good. Bye.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be at home.
I just be at the house. I'll buy me a case of beer and I'll be
vibing. Snapchat me what y'all doing, and you know, word. I'll be there in spirit. But other than that, I'm gonna be in the house. I don't got time. And
I'll be
that's
right
just
here
that.
With it.
I'm like you said, I would go hit up ABC. Yeah. That's what I did before, like when we were on real lockdown.
Oh yeah, the first time.
I had loaded up on shit from ABC. I had came across like some new drinks. I gotta bring you some more. Bring some more to the show.
Was it the ones that you had brought that
no,
one time?
No, those were just one.
Oh, okay.
But it was some more shits, like these sangria things in the can, like so good. I gotta bring those too. And like a brand, I've never even heard of this brand. I was just walking around the liquor store and I found it and it's like ended up falling in love
just
with
it. Just wanted to try it out.
And yeah, so I'll bring those.
So I gotta get some more Casamigos. That's a good ass tequila.
That was smooth. I might try to have me take a tequila shot. I'm like, listen, baby. Mm-mm.
Oh, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Just straight tequila?
Yeah.
What kind of tequila was it?
You know, it's the shit that comes that be at the bar. I don't think.
Yeah, that well. Yeah, yeah, you don't
want to
do
it. It ain't nothing special.
If it ain't top shelf, then don't do it.
Yeah, cause like
I only drink tequila once it's been filtered through diamonds from Himalaya.
Oh, hello, bougie.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
Oh, I thought, see if you're going to get it right that time.
I got it. I was paying attention. Focus.
All right. We'll be back again Sunday. Sunday?
Sunday's fine.
Sunday. Boom. And as always, holla at your guala.
Peace out.
There we go.